hot off a victory from their last council appearance where they were granted a necessary approval to serve food, Furnace Room Brewery, FRB, returned to council July 4 with another ask. The local business requested that council support a patio at the brewery with live music under the town's Alfresco in the Hills program, and endorse their application to the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, for a by the glass license, which would allow them to serve full pint-sized drinks. Both requests were granted. For owner Mike Dykstra, running his business has been a balancing act. He learned fairly recently that FRB had been operating under the wrong license. The manufacturer's license the establishment had only permitted samples of FRB's beer, which is brewed on site. Dykstra and his team has been trying to acquire the correct license from the AGCO ever since. Neighbors have also expressed concerns about the business. FRB, located at 1 Elgin Street in Georgetown, is in close proximity to several residential homes. Noise complaints were made to police and the town's bylaw enforcement. Bylaw had found some compliance violations. Dykstra has been making efforts to liaise with some of the neighbors. I know there were some concerns from area residents brought about last time, Dykstra said, referring to residents delegating at the May 24 council meeting. We actually proactively canvassed the neighborhood to see what surrounding residents thought of this. Local resident Cheryl Sim was one of the delegates who expressed reservations about granting the license to FRB. Yes, there are some neighbors who agree with the operations and there are also some neighbors that don't, Sim told council at the July 4 meeting. She called for the granting of a risk-based license, a permit by the AGCO that places restrictions on businesses so as to minimize risk to public safety. So this will actually alleviate any town problems in monitoring. Because right now we are talking about the noise levels, and how do you put it on paper? But the AGCO already has that guideline. It's a proper liquor license, she said. The AGCO does not issue risk-based licenses to manufacturers, which is why we could not go down that route, Town Clerk Valerie Petriniak said in response. After some deliberation, Dykstra's request for a temporary patio under the Alfresco program was added onto the original motion about the AGCO license. The program was launched in 2020 in response to the closure of indoor dining in restaurants during the pandemic. It's meant to be a temporary allowance and the program will end for the year on October 1. FRB will be allowed to operate the patio until 9 p.m. on Fridays and Saturday, and 6 p.m. on Sundays. Live music will be permitted until 5 p.m. Friday to Sunday. Dykstra is also in talks with Metrolinx about temporarily renting 16 parking spaces from them during off-peak times, Friday afternoon to Sunday early evening. FRB is just a few meters across the street from Georgetown GO Station.